here.
All right, he's here. What's up, everybody? Let's try this again. It's the Fig Cave quick instant reaction episode here to the Mattel crowdfunding news today. We are getting a WCW Nitro stage. Nikki Boy, before we get into all the details and the price and what it includes, what are your thoughts on this being centered around WCW?
Dude, I love WCW. It's tough being in Connecticut. I didn't get to watch a lot of it growing up. It was like occasionally on Saturday afternoons, and then we had Worldwide sometimes. And you just thank God for the internet that you'd be able to follow any pay-per-views or any live events until Nitro came around. So, but I was just a huge fan, man. Like, I was like probably one of the last ones to kind of to fully be done with it. Born Thrillers, the new logo, the rebranding, letting Disco Inferno be on the booking committee. So I'm pumped, man. I love WCW. I'm trying to go back and get all the WCW elites as best I can. So I'm excited to have some ultimates in that from WCW as well.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It's something different that we haven't seen a lot of. I mean, they've kind of sprinkled in WCW guys here and there in the Legends lines and some other things, but we haven't got a full kind of dedicated set of them. This sounds like it's going to be that. So the price point, $400, quite a bit higher than last year's crowdfunding with a new gen ring. But I think the details we get here and maybe some stuff that they haven't announced yet is going to make this well worth the money. But before we get into the figures and stuff, the people that I've seen are really not happy with it, with the price. Do you think this is going to get backed? Because there's different tiers, obviously, we'll get into. Do you think this $400, you know, maybe it's coming out around tax time, so people are getting some money back, so that'll be good. Do you think this is going to get funded all the way out? I mean, it's got some pretty big names attached with it.
I think that coming out the week of Mania, I mean, obviously the popularity's there, but a lot of hardcore fans that maybe travel or are buying a little extra merch this week or other releases, other events, their money's kind of tied up in other spots. I know you have a month to pick it up. So I think it'll get backed. I just don't think we're going to see every single tier.
Yeah.
I think the $400 is going to scare people, even though that is a normal, very normal price for most crowdfunding, just not the one that we've gone through with Mattel with the WWE. So.
Yep. A lot of people will like to do those. I know PayPal will do it for me, Klarna, and some of those things. You can break this up into smaller payments. This is the biggest, kind of the biggest complaint for some people. But like I said, $400. It's going to start backing, I believe, the 29th of March. So in just in a couple days, it's going to run through until the beginning of May. Early backers, if it's funded by $5,000, are going to get this Nitro debut Hulk Hogan. But it sounds like not just the early backers are getting that, Nick. Anybody who backs it, as long as it hits the $5,000 by Friday the 7th of April, are going to get this Nitro Hulk Hogan, which comes with two soft good shirts, two bandanas, two sets of wristbands, a weight belt, and a WCW heavyweight title. So it's got a ton of stuff with it. It looks pretty similar to the fan takeover Hogan, obviously without the black eye, but I'm hoping with the soft good shirts, it has a kind of feel, because we've been really clamoring for that debut WCW before he went NWO, obviously. I think it's definitely one that we've missed in our collection.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna hit up Michael Puma's guy for a Pasta Mania specific Hulk Hogan to have in the background.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good call. A little tiny pasta machine. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. And then at the 5,000 tier, I think we unlock Rey Mysterio. He comes with a soft good entrance robe, swappable heads and hands. 7,000 tier Diamond Dallas Page comes with the entrance vest, WCW microphone, and swappable heads. What do you think about these two? This is the second Rey Mysterio Ultimate we've heard about in the last 10 days or so. So we're kind of getting overload. I mean, even though he has so many different looks. And then this Diamond Dallas Page finally coming out, I think well-deserved for an Ultimate.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, I expected, once they announced it was WCW, I know we were trying to get together to record over the weekend, just, you know, life happens, man, but, I was thinking, I definitely thought it was going to be a Ray. I didn't know if that was going to be a tier, but you got to figure that the tooling's already going into making that Ruthless Aggression, just kind of like how they did it last year with Macho, the shared tooling. I definitely thought that we would see a Ray, and I think it's the gear that I wanted. This is the Halloween Havoc, correct?
I believe so. It's not the Eddie Guerrero match, but I think it was the Dean Malenko, maybe?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Dean Malenko match. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was expecting, I mean, the other day I got to see Molly Holly. I went up to that appearance, and so Tommy Sapienza and I rode together, and we were just kind of going back and forth trying to think what some of the elite, ultimates would be. And we were thinking Steiners and Ray and Eddie, just because, again, the shared tooling. So yeah, got a couple, and then DDP was like the next one. But I mean, specific with this, he works as an ultimate. I don't know if he'd work standalone on the shelves, but it definitely works.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice. 9,000 backers, you get Big Papa Pop Scott Steiner. So I guess I would assume before we get this in hand, we're going to have other Steiner Brothers figures, whether it's Ultimates or Elites. But this is, you know, obviously his solo run during WCW. People have been clamoring for this for a while. Comes with sunglasses, WCW, U.S. Championship, and swappable heads and hands. You made a good point that the render or the kind of prototype they showed in the photo kind of looked off a little bit. That arms looked a little bit too long. But again, that's probably like an early like mock-up of what.
Yeah, the singlet's covering off his chest just a little too much. And he did wear a lot of the white, but I just want like a flashier Scott Steiner, and it better come with the chainmail. They better figure out.
I was gonna say the chainmail is a must for that character.
100%. Yeah.
The third tier, 11,000 backers. So I think the new gen got like 8,000 or 9,000. So their goals are a little more lofty this time around. WCW debut Ultimate Warrior, found with the duster, the jean look with cowboy boots, WCW microphone, swappable heads and hands. Another figure, you know, getting another Warrior and Hogan is maybe people were looking forward to maybe getting some different characters. I don't know if you can hear the rain in the background here, but. Living in a monsoon. Woo. What do you think about Hogan and Warrior being in this again, as opposed to like, well, you know, I said Glacier, Disco Inferno would have been an interesting one. Obviously, for Ultimate, you want bigger names, but even the Outsiders would have been cool. I just don't know how I feel about this. You know, this Warrior run was so uneventful. You get another Warrior, another Hogan. I was hoping for some more fresh faces is my only real complaint with some of these figures.
Oh, I completely agree. We just have too many Hogans. He doesn't need to be every San Diego Comic-Con. He doesn't need to be every, you know, there's a lot of them. I know that he sells, but this one specific, like, if you're going to do WCW, I also want niche figures. I want guys that maybe only work for WCW, maybe guys give our contract. I know that never make a fit Finley Ultimate, but, I mean, that's one of my dream figures, I think, so. And Norman Smiley works for them, just saying. But I think there were some other people to pick from. You know, you obviously, you know, they're going to go with the what they already have, kind of what's going to take the cost down because they already have most of it sold. I mean, the WCW debut, wasn't he one of the fans who were choices for the Ultimate?
Maybe, yeah, that might have been. Some people were hoping for maybe a Roddy Piper because we haven't gotten him. That would have been cool to get a WCW Roddy Piper. I think a Sid would have been cool. Obviously, we said Outsiders and Glacier, maybe Wrath or Mortis. So some of the names are bigger names, but kind of a retread of some people. But I think overall, it's going to be cool. The stage itself, I mean, we didn't even talk about it. I mean, it's 40 inches wide. It comes with like 100 LED lights. It has those like metal WCW logos, which looks really cool. I was kind of hoping they'd find a way to turn this into an Attitude Era stage somehow, but I guess you really can't, because I had the Jumbotron in the middle and it was just a different setup. But and then neither of them would have been accurate if you would have made it kind of like a hodgepodge, you know, people would have been mad at that.
I saw some people try to say they're gonna make it like a universal, you could flip it, you know, one way or the other, but I
I lost you there, Nick.
My back.
You're good. You're good now. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. How are you going to do the monitor? The monitor, like, because now if you're going to do the monitor, are you going to sell me a TV? Are you going to sell me a 14 or 17 inch monitor that gets plugged in there? And then are you going to give me a small mini computer that plays these entrance things? So I think that should eventually come out, and it's going to be an even higher price point. So. Some more complaining is going to come down the pipe for that one. So,
yeah, I mean, this thing looks awesome, though. It's, you know, perfectly. I mean, as a kid, I would freaking kill to play with this thing and just have my wrestlers come out of it and take pictures and stuff. It's pretty awesome. So that all starts on the 29th. Again, I do like the fact that you get that Hogan in, even if you don't back it by a certain day, because we know people are going to wait and hold on to their money as long as they can. I'm just wondering what tier this is going to get to, because it doesn't hit all these extra figures for $400 and only two or three ultimates. It's a steep ask, you know?
I know, because you're going from, you know, the majority of the people want the ultimates. Some of the people are just going to sell off the stage. You're going to keep maybe one part of it. You know, it's actually, you can't really break it up as much as you could last year's, you know, if you wanted just the entrance or just the ring. So this year with the figures, like, I mean, you're paying for ultimates. So it's either going to go from $133 an ultimate if you hit that DEP level, or $100 an ultimate, or $80 if you get all five. But I don't see us getting all five, for honestly. I see four. I think that last part, just because I don't think you're going to have as many people buying as many as they did last year, and that's what kind of padded the numbers. You know, if we had 8,500 backers last year, I bet it was 6,500 people that bought multiples.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got stuck with those rigs, so who knows how many, again, like I said, how many people are actually going to continue to buy multiples.
I am a little surprised they didn't add, like, some Nitro ring skirts to throw on to, you know, the Attitude Era ring to make that ring, because people were, well, somebody in our Facebook group was upset they didn't include a ring with this, and I'm like, how many goddamn rings do we need, you know?
Well, also, if it's authentic scale, the WCW ring was, I think, is a lot smaller than a WWE ring.
True.
Because what was it? 20? It's either 15 compared to 20 or 20 compared to 25. It's something kind of significant. So I don't know if you could do the scale, everybody. I'm not sure. So
I'm just reading some of the comments. We got a ton of comments on the post I made about this on our Facebook group. I like the stage, but it's out of my price range. From Graham Lawford. Sweet, no need for this. My wallet exhales. From Matt Medeiros. Corey Handy, cool as hell, but unfortunately I don't see it getting funded. Hard pass from Jeremiah Smith Rouse. A lot of people just kind of negative about it. And I think it's the price point, but I think when you get that thing in hand, it's going to be a massive, heavy duty stage with all these lights, with the five ultimates. I think with the five ultimates, it's a good value, because that's, you know, $30 a piece. That's $150. So you're paying $250 for the stage. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, that doesn't seem out of the ordinary, you know. It's a big sticker shock when you first see it, but when you break it down, I'm sure we'll get the guys on the show from Mattel probably as this gets closer to, you know, finishing up, to kind of hype it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I was thinking, if they, what do you think? Anything they could add to this if the numbers are low? Anything you think you can add to this besides figures that would make sense?
It's not going to drive it home for a lot of people, but I do think that they, even though, again, it's not authentic scale, I think that they absolutely should add some ring skirts, like to go with your previous ring or the Attitude Era ring. I think you should put something in there like that. Maybe an announce table, just like they did last year, even though it came with Macho. Yeah. Obviously, you can't do any WCW comp. Well, you could do Bischoff. You could do Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some options there. I'm sure they could use it right now. Yeah, I'm sure they could use the extra cash. He's got a lot of hospital bills, so let him sign the contract. Let's get a Mongo in there.
They keep calling it the Monday Night Wars, you know, without saying, you know, they're saying WCW, but they keep harping on this Monday Night Wars thing. What if we got a figure-sized camo Jeep for these Legends DX figures? Because that would fit kind of the theme of the era, and it'd be cool. I think everyone would end up buying that, you know what I mean, that bought those figures. I don't know how much that would be and how big it would be to fit a 6-inch, you know, articulated figure, but that would be fucking awesome.
So I could put I'll put the WCW setup, I'll put that in the cave there, and then I'll put the DX guys in the Jeep and like in my hallway, like for Edna to come in
on the back side of it, yeah, trying to get into,
yeah,
into the garage. Yeah. But yeah, mixed reviews, mixed reactions on this. I think it's pretty cool. I think the Ultimates standing alone lose a little bit without having all the accessories with them, but I'm glad, I forget where I found this list of all the accessories that come with them, which is good. And I, you know, these are going to go for big money once these get in hand for people that don't end up backing this. So,
especially if it only gets a low backing, those Ultimates are going to go through the roof. The Ultimates that come with it, so.
Yep. Any final thoughts on it that you think they should add, that you think think is going to happen.
Like I said, the rain skirts and that stuff, yeah. I mean, if they're going to make a bit, I mean, obviously you're getting Bischoff with ruthless aggression. I mean, the tooling can't be that different that you can somehow sneak him in there, even if it's super basic. But I mean, he's this integral part of it. So let's get him in there. But I don't know. Who knows what they could actually, you know, are they already putting everything on the table? I mean, last year they kept, you know, what did they keep? Diesel in the back pocket to start, and then Macho as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they roll both of those out. So are they hiding something? Are they hiding something with this stuff? We'll see.
They would be very smart this weekend to have this on display at WrestleMania. You're gonna be boots on the ground in LA this weekend, as well as the guys from the running pod. So hopefully we get some images of this. But if people see this set up this weekend with the lights and throw a smoke machine behind it with some pictures, I think it'll go a long way to getting this thing back. During like the busiest weekend of WWE's calendar.
Go ahead. Oh no, I was gonna say that music is gonna be stuck in my head for the next month or so.
Oh, I keep watching all his videos. That freaking Nitro intro music is it's getting a good beat, man. We'll talk about this further. We want to thank everybody on our Facebook group that commented on the post. Check it out. It's patreon.com/runinpod to get part of the group. It's $1 per month. We are going to still do our normal episode this week. We'll dive a little bit deeper into this, but we wanted to jump on here and just go through some of the details of this new crowdfunding exercise from Mattel for Nikki Thompson. This is the Hot Take Kid, Phil Gentile. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you later this week.
All right. Later, guys. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Stay classy, Marks.